Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Med Aleph, 5 lines from the foot of the page, Chizkiya Omar. Chizkiya Omar, Kushu Mechalla, Oisa Oisa, Kera'a, Ukshu Mechalla Leha, Oisa Oisa, Kayafe. The Mishnah in Masechet Bava Metzia discusses a case when the weight of a seller coin became deficient. The Mishnah asks, how much deficiency in weight can there be before the owner violates the prohibition of Vayna, which is fraud? The Mishnah later says that one may redeem Masa Sheni with it without fear. So it says Chizkiah, when he wishes to transfer the Kedusha from this coin onto produce in Yerushalayim, he only needs to redeem it according to its actual value. However, when he wishes to redeem the Kedusha of Masa Sheni onto such a coin, he may use it as if it had the full value of a seller. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that he then selects the better of the two original sellers and redeems the Kedusha from the copper coins back onto it. Why must he select the better one? Surely he should be permitted to redeem the inferior seller and view it as if it's a good seller coin. Rabbi Yonah answers, I say that the better coin was the Masa Sheni. The Gemara says, well, in any case, didn't it become chulin when the Kedusha was removed from it? Amar Yona, lo yiskavein la'soisa chulin v'ruim, teide d'chav shu kein, l'taninan l'shiyekayim kein, ela choyze u'mechalalai ala kesef. Rabbi Yona says that originally he didn't intend to make it fully chulin when he transferred the Kedusha onto the seller, and you should know that this is true, as the Mishnah taught that he must transfer the Kedusha back onto silver coins. Reb Chagaya Oimer, koimei Rabbi Zeira, Chagai said to Bizeu that Menachem quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, any case where they said about Masa Sheni of Demai that one may transfer the Kedusha for certain Masa Sheni, though one may transfer it in the same way, but only in a case of need. The Gemara asks from our Mishnah that one may transfer the Kedusha from silver onto copper coins, and this implies that one may not transfer from silver onto silver. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyin said to Rabbi Yonah that Rabbi Acha quoted from Rabbi Yochanan that any case where they said about Masa Sheni of Demai that one may transfer the Kedusha, then if a certain Masa Sheni, if a person transgressed and transferred, then it's valid. Rabbi Yudan Ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Bar, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kol She'omu B'Demai Mechalin, B'Vadai, Avar Mechilam Mechulonim. Rabbi Yudan Ben Pazi and Rabbi Shimon Bar, quoting from Rabbi Yochanan, said that any case where they said about Masa Sheni of Demai that one may transfer the Kedusha, for certain Masa Sheni, if a person transgressed and transferred, then it's valid. Tanya of Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Oimek Shem Shemachalin, Kesev Anachoshes, Kach Mechalin, Zav, Ala Kesev. The Bible says from Lazar Rabbi Shimon, just as one may transfer from silver onto copper in a case of need, so too one may transfer gold onto silver. Amalei Rebbe, Rabbi said to Blazer Reb Shimon that why may one transfer silver onto copper, since one may transfer silver onto gold? But may one transfer gold onto silver if one may not transfer gold onto copper? Amalai, Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, Shekein Masa Sheni Shal Zav Mechalin Oiseh Amoy Shibushalayim. Reb Blazer Reb Shimon said back to Rebbe, yes, since one may transfer Masa Sheni of gold onto copper, kutter coins in Yerushalayim. From both these opinions we see one may transfer silver onto gold, or one may not transfer gold onto copper.